Hey guys, welcome back to We Just Met. It's Antonia,
Julia,
Haley,
and Kiara.
Last week we got to know each other through basic date questions, but this week we're going to dive into one of our first topics, social media, and how it affects mental health.
So we're going to be getting into the beauty industry, fit talk, filters, and all that's in between, because we recognize these as main factors that affect mental health, and as young women we want to share our opinions on it all.
Okay, so we're going to get into beauty because we feel like that is one of the main issues with social media. And I don't know about you guys, but I got Snapchat and Instagram in like grade 6 and 7, that age. So that was, how old was that? 13 to 15?
Yeah, I got mine in 2013.
Yeah, I was just looking back because on like Instagram, you can look at like your profile history. And I saw that I first made my account in like 2012. And I'm like, literally had Instagram for 10 years. It's crazy.
I used to post so much. Like, I would spam. I think I got it because one of my best friends had it. And, like, if she was allowed to have it, I was allowed to have it. So I got it. But it's so different than now. Like, I would be spamming. Like, I remember I would go through and, like, delete posts. I had, like, 1,000 posts of, like, nothing, which I wish I could still see them.
I remember when I got, literally, when I got Instagram, like my parents weren't like, don't get it, but like when I kind of got it secretly, and then they were like, oh, you have Instagram, and I was like, yeah, and they were like, okay, just, you know, they gave me like a talk of like, you got to be careful what you post on social media and whatever. And obviously I wasn't gonna go posting anything, like I was literally in grade 6 like that. I remember when I first made the account, I spammed it with like, to make the whole feed, like I posted like random photos of like my fireplace and like my shoes. It was like, first Insta post is like the caption or whatever. And now I'm like, I post like once every few months. I'm like low-key scared to post because then it got into how many likes could you get? Like how many followers did you have and stuff?
It's like a taboo to post so much. Yeah. I love doing it now. Like there's now been like, it was like the era between like posting a lot, don't post at all, post like once in a lifetime. And then now it's like people do like the photo dumps. Like I love doing those.
I have literally not posted since like last year, November, like 2020.
Don't you literally have like only a few posts? Julia has 3 posts.
I have 3. Last time I posted was 2020.
Yeah, I have like 4 posts or 5 posts up. And like, that's because I have so many deleted.
I archived so many things, which makes me sad too. Because obviously like I've had Instagram, like, you know, well, all of high school, a little bit of middle school and stuff. And so obviously I have old posts. But now I look back at them and I'm like, oh, why did I post that? So I archive it or whatever. But then I'm kind of like, I go through my archives every once in a while and I'm like, but this is like a cute memory. Like I really liked it when I posted it then. Like, you know, like I'm scared that somebody's gonna go on my page now and scroll to the bottom and be like, oh, she looked like really bad like then, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want people to see that. But I shouldn't be embarrassed about that. Like I was a kid.
No, yeah. And there's a lot of people who literally, I remember, they would just delete all their posts. Like and just be like a profile with no posts. And I thought that was like, at the time I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, you're so cool if you have so many followers and you have no posts.
No posts. Post,
but
literally.
Now I'm like, I love it when like people post all the time. Like it should be a fun thing, but it's caused people a lot of stress.
Yeah. That's why when people like had the hashtag make Instagram casual again or whatever it was, I was like, oh, this is funny, because then people are posting like weird posts and, you know, whatever. But like I was like, I can never, like I have to like look at my, this is so terrible. Like I will take the photo, I'll look at them for like a few days or whatever, and then I'll be like, okay, I like it enough that I'm gonna post it or whatever.
I'm literally the same way. Like, I mean, like, when I first got, like, Instagram and, like, social media, it's like, I never thought about, like, oh, do I look good in this? Like, what are people gonna, like, think of me? Like, who's gonna like it? Who's gonna comment on it? And now it's, like, a big thing. Like, we, like, end up staring at these photos where there's, like, literally nothing wrong with us, and then we start to hate them.
Literally, I have so many photos that I can show you guys that I would be, like, oh, I looked at this for too long, and then I didn't want to post it. Even though, and then I look at it again, and I'm like, why didn't I post that when I had the chance? Because now it's like, you know, a year or a few months later or whatever.
It's too late. It's been too long. Because now it's more like, it's not, well, for me, I don't care. I literally, yesterday I took a photo, and I was like, oh, I like
you
it. Literally went on, like, edited, like, the saturation to make it, like, that's all I do. I used to, like, there was a whole, like, Facetune era, and I would, like, nitpick everything.
I was so
everything.
Deep in the Facetune
and
era.
And now I literally, like, look at it. I'll just, like, make the contrast and, like, saturation so it looks more lively. I feel like it's always been, like, oh, I like the photo, but what are other people going to think? Like, it's always what are other people going to think with the likes, which is why I like that they also took out the like count, because people care so much about it. And, like, you can even turn off the comments. Like, I feel like a celebrity when I turn off the comments. Because like, sometimes I'm just like, I just want to post it. I don't need, like, validation from anyone. Even though the comments are nice, like, it's all your friends and family, like, showing you love. But at the same time, it's like, no, I don't need it. Like, I literally turned them off on my most recent post. I was like, I don't want it. I know I like this photo. I know I look good. And that's it. I just want to post it. I want to have it on my page. That's
good.
It.
And that's such a good mindset to have. Like, I have always been, like, literally Visco. I love Visco so much too. Because I've been so confident to, like, post, like...
I post whatever I want.
For me, it was, like, the pictures that didn't make the Instagram
went to Visco.
Like, the best of the best pictures had to be on Instagram, and there was so much pressure on Instagram for that. And, like, so it's such a good mindset to be like, I don't care, I'm just gonna post it, because I want to.
I feel like, too, my Instagram's grown a lot. Like, I show... Well, I don't know. Yes and no. Like, I think I show a lot of personality in my Instagram posts, but sometimes I'll look at them and I'll post it on Visco instead because I'm like, no, it's too much to put on Instagram. But then I look back at them and I'm like, ugh, I wish I posted that on Instagram because, like, but then at the same time, I'm like, oh, but I already posted on Visco, so everyone's already seen it. Like, I can't put it on Instagram again or whatever.
But then you could literally do post on Instagram and be like the caption.
Visco,
like,
saw it Visco first. Visco saw it first. No, that was a big thing too. That was so funny. Yeah. But, like, literally, like, okay, yeah, Facetune era. Like, when I was, that was, like, high school, I think grade 9, 10, 11. Like, when that was, like, really big. And I remember I had really bad skin too. So I was always, like, fixing my skin or, like, and I was, like, smaller than two, but still, I was, like, I need to tighten my waist in and, like, whatever. And it's so terrible. And now they changed it. So to download, like, an edited photo on Facetune, you have to, like, have a membership.
No way.
And even if you try to, screenshot it, it won't let you screenshot it. And, like, a thing will pop up and it's, like, good try, get a membership or something like that.
Are you for real?
Is it, like, a watermark that comes up if you save it?
No, it's not. It's, like, the picture, like, blurs out and, like, a pop ad comes up. Oh, and then that's what goes into your camera roll, like, for your screenshot. So you can't even do anything with it, which is good.
You know what? I have both Facetunes, and the other one was, like, $1, and a while ago I got it. Because, like, only because you can, in the real, like, the pro, Facetune Pro, like, the regular one, because the other one is, like, Facetune Lite, or something, you can, like, the only reason I downloaded it is because you can, I don't know what the thing is called, you can, like, patch. So, like, when there's people in the back of my photos, I literally remove them, because I'm like, I don't want you there.
I have this app called Retouch. I have it. I literally took a picture of my friend skiing the other day. There was, a bunch of people in the back. I took them all out when we were in the chalet. Yeah. And then I posted it, because it was, like, it looks like such a better photo, because nobody's in it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, now, because of what we've seen on Instagram, like, we're conditioned to think that, like, it has to be, like, a perfect photo. Like, nobody in the background, like, perfect skin, perfect, like, colored filters, you know what I'm talking about? Like, and honestly, like, I didn't really think about it that much growing up because social media wasn't that big, but, like, now I'm noticing it a lot more, and, like, beauty influencers on any social media, it's, like, I just remember growing up and being, like, I have to look like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And that's why I was editing my pictures, because I was like, I need to have, make it look like I have a lip kit on or something. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is, like, they, like, us girls who have had no plastic surgery, or I haven't at least, like, anyway. I assume that you girls haven't, but I'm just, you know.
No.
Like, your face shooting, your photos, like, look like Kylie Jenner, but because Kylie Jenner is, like, perfect, or has, like,
she doesn't even look like that, though. But, like, she's got stuff done.
She doesn't even look like that, and she naturally didn't look like that, and she just won't even admit it. Like, she didn't even want to admit to, like, the lip fillers, which I think they had an episode on that, and they're like, oh, like, they're going to ask about your lips, like, getting done. But it's, like, if you're going to get them done, people are going to notice, they're going to ask you about it. Like, I feel like it's worse to not admit it, because then there's girls out there, like, oh, why wasn't I born with, like, Kylie Jenner? Yeah. Or why wasn't I born with, like, her butt or her slim waist? But it's, like, that's literally, like, now it's come to a point where it's so much. And I saw a picture where it was, like, Kim and Khloe Kardashian were, like, taking out the...
they're, like, removing their butt.
Yeah, removing their
BBLs. I don't
even know what it's called properly. Like, I don't know this stuff. But they're, like, taking out their butt fillers and making it smaller. And they're, like, is this the new
and
era?
And it's funny, though, because they were, like, that era's over. They were, like, known for having, like, that big butt. Yeah. And everybody wanted it then. And now it's, I don't know if it's going back to, like, something different, but like.
Yeah, it's so messed up, like these trends of like be super skinny. Remember the thigh gap era? Do you guys
Oh my
remember
god, I
that?
hated that. Because I do not have small thighs at
No,
all.
me
Like,
either.
and I thought it was like the worst thing in the
Me
world. And
too.
now I love my legs.
Yeah.
Like I'm strong and it makes me look good. And I'm like, people want one. Like I have now. So I'm
Yeah.
like, okay,
Before,
love
like,
it.
how do you literally, like, is it, I don't know if it's a word, like, how do you mainstream a thigh gap? Like, how do you make,
I
like,
know.
how do you do that? And now there's, like, all these influencers. Like, the first person I think of is, like, Megan Thee Stallion. And, like, how everyone's, like, yes, thick thighs, like, big natural butt, like, whatever. And they're just, you know, like, doing their own thing. And now everyone's, like, following her because she got big. Even Lizzo is huge on TikTok. And she's just, like, always posting, like, body positivity. And she still gets, like, crapped on. But, like,
But
she's
'cause it's so
posting.
hard, you
And then
can't, like,
everyone's,
you
like,
literally can't
yeah,
win.
like, everyone's empowering her, but it's like you all were the ones being like, thigh gap, like, lip filler,
Yeah,
whatever. And
no,
now it's like, oh,
literally.
yay, Lizzo, when she's the complete opposite, right?
Well, I also think there's nothing wrong with getting anything done. If like you want to see something done, then like okay, you can fix it. But at the same time, like don't go on and pretend like this is a natural way. Like this is the natural way that somebody can look.
Because
Like
it's
it's not.
not.
Like you have to admit to it and say, okay, I got work done and it makes me feel better about myself. Like it makes me more confident. Okay, that's good for you, but don't go on and saying this is all natural because that's giving other people the wrong image of what you should look like.
It's even like sad, like looking at like that the Kardashians reunion, and when you get like when they're asked about them creating their like unattainable beauty standards, and you get like Kendall Jenner saying that, you know, their family's like biggest priority is staying healthy, and like that's what they hope that their fans will like take away from their social media posts.
I don't
And I'm
think
like,
anybody gets that from there. I don't even remember because I don't even watch like Keeping Up with
no, me
Kardashians, and I
neither.
don't even keep up with them. Like I don't know, but
She
I
does not
remember
keep up.
vividly. I don't keep up, but I remember Khloe posting something about like working out in a windbreaker so that you sweat a lot more and it makes you lose like you know water weight more or whatever. I don't even know how it works, and I literally remember because everybody was like, "Oh my God, she's like." You know, taking control of her body, blah blah blah. But I remember thinking of it like, oh my God, she's like hurting herself. Like that's so unnatural. And like, you're making all these girls think that they have to like work out till they're about to pass out and throw up until they
It's
like
not good.
can feel confident. And I'm like, oh my God, like no. And that's even like, I guess what Haley was saying before, like fitness influencers, and we'll get into that. But like, they get like work done on their body and then they post like booty band workouts and they're like, get this booty in 2 weeks. And I'm like, what? Like no.
The whole
Like it's not that easy.
quarantine, like everyone was doing Chloe Ting on TikTok. I know I was doing
At the
it.
beginning, I was doing it shamelessly. Like I
Yeah, so
thought I
was
was gonna
I.
get abs in 2 weeks. I was like, but it's hard. And now my like well, it's mainly TikTok, I think, because I follow a lot of fitness influencers. But like now everybody wants to go into the gym instead of well, obviously everybody's doing cardio still, but like people are getting more comfortable in like the weightlifting section and all that, which is really great, but
'Cause that's how you like that's how you get a bigger butt, and that's how you get stronger legs, and that's how, you know, like that's how you're not gonna get, I mean, like you can get abs or whatever. Like people did have get results from doing those ab workouts. Like you don't need like machines or weights for everything, but like the only way, like I do squats, like whatever, but the only way that you're actually gonna gain anything or what from what I've learned or whatever, since my whole freaking For You page is filled with these like
Literally.
muscle girls and like whatever weight training girls, like the
Literally.
only way that you're gonna get that is like with weight training, like over time and like putting more
And
weight
eating
on.
healthy.
Yeah, and being
Yeah. Like
healthy.
half of these normal people like don't recognize that I don't know, I'm gonna use the Kardashians again, but any celebrity have like chefs or people that can make them these healthy meals.
Nutritionist.
And like it's not as easy for like, you know, us at home to be like, I'm gonna have an avocado salad or whatever. Like, you know, you're not always gonna have these ingredients at home and have to like you have to prepare it yourself. So that's a whole nother thing. But like it's hard. And like honestly, if you don't see progress right away too, people get discouraged and they're like, I don't look like these people that I see on my For You page or whatever.
Because like I mean like I played sports like all my life, but like once I got into like quarantine, like that era, like when the pandemic first started, that's when I kind of started getting into fitness and stuff, and this was when the like Chloe Ting abs
I did the Chloe
workouts.
Ting. Like,
I feel like a lot of these fitness influencers are almost like sabotaging like young girls, like when they start working out. Like even like looking at myself, like 2 years ago when I first started working out, like I fell into this like rabbit hole of just like comparing myself to these people. And it's like these people have been working out for how, like, what, 5+ years or whatever, and I literally just started, and I think that in 2 weeks I'm gonna have abs. Like, that's just not realistic.
Yeah, it's not realistic at
and
all.
When they post their like what I eat in a day, it's like, it's so unrealistic because
no, I
like,
know
they might be eating more or less and just like not showing it, and like everyone's body is different and how much they need to whatever, like it's so different.
That's literally the hardest part for me. Because I'll go and work out, and I'm good at that part, but then I'll come home, and I'm like, okay, yeah, something healthy, and I'll have something healthy, but, and obviously it's about, like, mm-hmm. maintaining a good balance and whatnot, but, like, I'll be like, I could really yeah. go for
but, like, there's nothing
right
wrong
or
with
something.
That, though, too.
And then,
yeah.
Which is fine, which is completely fine,
I know, and
too.
Then I get scared, and I'm like, oh, my, all my progress is gonna go out the window if I eat this cookie,
yeah,
and I'm
it's
like, oh,
not.
Well, I eat it anyways, like.
I feel like recently I've started to, like, understand that, like, it's okay to, like, have dessert every day. Like, there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. Like, it's not, like, gonna sabotage all the hard work that you've, like, put into, like, working
yeah.
out and stuff. It's just, I feel like it's all, like, a mental thing. Like, we're just, like, social media. It's, like, we think that we should be eating a certain way, but it's, like, you only live once.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to restrict myself to eating a salad for every meal?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
And just basically about the whole social media, like, anybody posting, they literally, like, will have a filter on everything. And, you know, like, because now Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat, they all have filters. So
yep.
you can post a filter on any of your pictures, then it'll alter your face or it'll add makeup or whatever. And, like, obviously, if you want to do that, sure. Like, I do it. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, you kind of need to realize as a viewer, like, while you're scrolling on your social medias that, like,
majority of the time, they don't look like that.
And most of the time, like, that's not naturally, like, they that's not natural. Like, the filters are editing what they, like, they appear to be. And, like, it's crazy because you see so many, like,
mm-hmm.
one after the other, after the other, after the other. So you're almost, like, kind of like, oh, man, like, why don't I look like that? Because you're seeing it, like, over so many, like, accounts. But it's, like, they're just
yeah.
all doing it. Like, it's literally so common.
Yeah, literally. It, like, the filters will slim the cheeks and, like, make their
yeah.
lips bigger and add, like, eyeliner. And I'm like, I you can literally roll out of bed, put on a filter, and it looks
yeah.
like you have makeup on now.
It's insane.
Like, it's those Instagram
like,
ones. I have them all saved. I'm guilty.
Oh, me too.
I'm guilty
and
of
I'll
it.
Post
yeah.
with them.
I have them all saved, but they're, I don't know, I just love them. But then at the same time, like, I'll try and take them off, and, like, I take a lot of natural pictures now, like, just on my camera, I'll pull it out and they take a selfie
yeah.
because I realized after so long, like, even when we were trying to choose photos for our cover
oh
art,
my God, yeah.
for the, our podcast, I'm like, all of my photos have these filters on it,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
like, it is still my face, but, like, some of them, like, you don't notice, like, they make your lips a bit bigger and, like, they pull your cheeks back and, like, you know, like, they add contour, like, they literally, there's ones that literally
yeah.
add eyeliner and, like, add makeup and, like, they add lashes and etc. So I try and not to use them, but at the same time, it's like they're so addicting, like, it's so bad.
I just, like, I put on, like, my phone and I'll take a selfie, but then I'll look at one without a filter for so long and I'm like, I literally don't like what it looks like, and not like, but then I'll take a selfie with that filter and I'm like, I'll literally post this on my story, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's just so bad.
I had the problem, I was like, okay, so I was like, I love these filters, like, I love the look of them, but then you get compliments on it with a filter, and then it's like, okay, but they're not actually complimenting
mm-hmm.
me. Like, not actually complimenting what I actually look like. So, like, even with, like, any dating apps, like, or anything, you're choosing the
you're
best.
You're choosing what you want people to see of you. So, like, obviously it's gonna be your best.
It's
exactly.
your highlight
yeah.
reel.
Exactly. So you're showcasing the, like, best of you. That's all, like, not even, might not even be real, might be filters, might be Facetune, whatever it is, and still they're complimenting you on that, but it's
mm-hmm.
like, what if they meet you in real life and they're, like,
mm-hmm.
disappointed, because those are all your best pictures. So, like, I had a hard time with that, especially when it came to, like, online dating or, like, any of those dating apps, is because, like, they'll compliment you or whatever, but that literally doesn't matter, like, they're not meeting you in person.
You're like, wait till you see me in person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even on TikTok, they have like that trend where it's like, oh, what my boyfriend, or like what my Tinder dates, or usually it's with boyfriend because like that's who you're around. It's like, oh, what my boyfriend sees like 1% of the time, and it's like you being like
Oh,
makeup
yeah.
and like
Yeah,
dressed
yeah.
up, and it's like the other 99% is like literally just like chilling with like your hair not brushed, or like, you know, waking up in the morning and
Yeah.
whatever,
Yeah.
just like
Like,
natural.
even like while COVID is going on, I feel like on Instagram, you just see people like whatever posting that they're always going out or like, you
That
know,
was
like.
hard, right? In
And it's like.
the midst of it.
Yeah, and it's like that's so unrealistic because the whole world
We're in
was
a
at home.
pandemic.
But
Like, where are
like,
you going?
yeah, but it like they make it seem like they're constantly doing things, having fun, whatever, when it's like in reality, like most of the time they're definitely by themselves at home or
Yeah.
whatever with their family, whoever they live with.
It's like I'm in my sweatpants and my sweatshirt
Yeah.
watching a
Social
movie, eating
media.
popcorn. Like, what are you doing? Like, what?
Yeah, because
Social
all you
media.
see is what people post. Like, they're not posting when they're just sitting in their room, because that's not like, it's like, oh, no one cares. Everyone just wants to see. I mean, I do it sometimes. I'm like, look, guys, I'm watching a movie. But like everyone else, like, and it's only the times that you're at home when you've done something all week, and then Sunday you take a break and you're chillaxing, and then someone's posting you at a party, and you're like, oh, I'm such a loser. Like, look at them and look at me at home, right? Which I love being at home, but like, you know what I mean?
In short, we can all agree that like social media is toxic.
For
Like,
sure. It's
yeah.
gotten a lot better, but still, especially in the pandemic, like Julia was mentioning too, like when everyone's going out, like we're in a pandemic, it's like, where are you going? And that was a big thing. Like, it was like you couldn't post that you were going out, even if you were doing it safely or you're with like one friend or like just trying to get out for like your own mental health, because like I was hating staying inside. So, which is why it was so great in the summer that we could actually like go outside, and
Go
now
out and do
obviously
stuff.
stuff is like lifting, but even then that was bad for me mentally, because I'm like, I'm trying to stay home, stay safe, and like I'm suffering, and then there's people that are going out like not being careful, and like
It
here
wasn't
we
even
are.
like FOMO. It was just like I saw them and I was like disappointed. Because I was like, that's so unfair. Like, obviously, because especially us, like, we didn't, we're at a commuter school, so, you
Yeah,
know,
we can't go.
and
There's
we weren't
people
really
partying
friends
at
on res
Western,
either.
and we're here. Like, we can't even be on our campus, and they're on their campus, like, getting COVID and, like, spreading. There was, like, all those breakouts, especially at, like, Western, Queens, etc.
I think that's like one of the main things that I don't like about social media is like constantly knowing like what people are doing. Like, I feel like
I don't know, it's even like if you think about a ghost mode on Snapchat and like location services or whatever,
So
like
creepy.
people can always check your location.
Yeah, that's why
And
I've
like,
always had that off.
me too.
so it's like that's just another thing too. And it is for also safety for like
Yeah.
young kids. Well, not even just young kids, like everybody. But like just wrapping it up, like bringing it to kids who are on social media at an early age, like now especially, because I think when we all joined social media, it was totally different. And now it's evolved into something like a whole nother level, which like I would say it is getting better, because like I think my, well, we also grew up, so my posts are obviously different than what I was posting before. But like I have a lot of young like cousins and other family members that like follow me, or like, you know, friends and whatever that have younger siblings, and they like see what we're posting and whatever, and they're probably like, you know, when you're young and you're like, oh my God, I want to be old. And now I'm like, I literally want to go back and I want to be in middle school again. And like, I wouldn't do it over, but like, you know, it's
No.
different.
Like, I miss
And I
that
think,
like Vine era where I feel
oh
like
my
when
God,
I first
yes.
started, like when I had Instagram and everything, it was all just like funny videos and stuff. And I'm like, now it's like TikTok and everything. It's like so serious and like it has to be
I
perfect. That's
know.
what I don't like about it.
And I think kids are growing up a lot faster. Like some
Oh,
of the
yeah.
content that they're posting at
Oh,
like
it's
15,
terrible.
that kid, or sorry, that teen looks older than me and I'm 19 years old, and
Yeah,
the stuff they're
literally.
posting, I'm like, I never would
And
post
then it's
that.
so
Like, you
terrible
know?
too, because you need to think of who else is on TikTok, and like you have to, you know, young kids are probably like, oh, I look really good in this, I just want to post it because I want to go viral. But like going viral has its consequences
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Yeah, you can't
and young
do
kids don't really
anything.
pay attention to that or
Yeah,
like
you're in the
consider it. They're like,
spotlight when,
viral.
because it's so easy to go viral on TikTok, and then it's like, if you start, like, once you blow up for one funny video, like, people blow up for videos, and then you don't realize, like, they just could be a terrible person, but they posted a
Oh,
funny
that
video.
too,
So then this terrible person has a platform, and then they're spreading, like, false yeah. narratives and like yeah. just rumors and like talking about if they're like a if they blow up for a fitness video or like something, then it's like, oh yeah, then they're capitalizing on it and they make merch and then they make like, oh, drink this
skinny, oh my god, drink this when every like little tea. Influencer yeah. that gets like a few hundred followers and they're like, let me make merch, I'm like, oh, why,
like no one wants your merch back.
I know. But I'd really like to know what their sales are.
I know, I do too.
They're that's, high. That's the problem.
Which I don't get. Because then, too, this, okay, this was even, like, you know, Vine Days and MagCon boys, you know, whatever.
But yeah.
Like, just, I could, I, this was never me, but, like, imagine you going up to your parents and being like, I want to go to a MagCon concert. Like, what? Or is that how you, no. was that what it's called?
MagCon, it
was
really, yeah.
I think it is. I think. Like, and you're like, I just want to go see all these, like, these seven, like, hot teen boys that are older than me.
I mean, at the same time, one of them was Shawn Mendes, and look at him now, so. Oh, well, those yeah. people were lucky, but everyone else, I mean, oh my god, it was, like, Cameron Dallas, Nash Greer.
Well, now that I'm thinking about, okay, Nash Greer, do you remember, they made a video, MagCon, and it was all about, like, what we like in girls or whatever, and it was so toxic. It was, like, white, blue eyes, no body hair, and everybody's posting TikToks now being, like,
look at them.
Like, I'm about to say something that'll make you shave your arms for the rest of your life or, like, whatever. And it's, like, at Nash Greer or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's so terrible.
And it's I mean, obviously, they were young and they were probably also, like, they had a management and stuff. So they're obviously then trying to, like, talk about, like, oh, blue eyes, brown hair, or blonde, like, white or whatever they were saying, because I don't even remember what was in that video, and that's who they were trying to like cater their audience to. But now Nash's wife, like, if he said,
I was about to say that
his wife just like grows out her armpits and like does whatever, so now it's like
she has a really healthy body and she's like, I don't know what her background is, but she's not white.
Yeah.
And they like, and everybody's like, it's kind of funny because they bring it up. They bring up the video and yeah. they're like, sir.
But
like,
he was what? Also like so but they have young a beautiful family. He was like conditioned to say, and like, yeah. who knows, maybe he thought that, obviously his views changed, but that's why you can't say things like that, because then if your opinion changes, then you're telling people your opinion changed and then people are just going to come at you. You can't win. So you have to yeah. watch what you
and
say.
Like, everything you post is always going to be there. Like, that freaks me out. It's like, there's, mm-hmm. it's always going to be there. It's always going to be online whenever you post it. Like, say someone takes a screenshot, boom, always going to be there, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like, I was just, when I was saying I found out that I had Instagram for like, since 2012, I didn't realize that it tracks every time you like change your bio.
So yep.
I'm like, going through and I'm like, this is like back when I first got it, like, how many times? Like, it was so cringy, but it's like, they literally track everything, and you don't
remember
even
when
know
people
it.
Used to put their best friends' names in the bios.
I literally did that. I had like, these, like links to stuff, and it was just like my three best friends' names. That's and I'm so like, funny. What is this?
I know, that is really funny. But like, again, even it's not even just social media, but also like what we're watching on TV and stuff. Like, I remember
definitely.
Oh my god, I love the show. So like, I'm not giving it a bad name or anything. But like, I watched Shameless.
Love it
in grade 10. And I just finished it, like, literally a few weeks ago, like, the very, like, 11th season. But I remember, like, I started it in grade 10. And, like, it got, like, the last few seasons have been, like, way less explicit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not at all. Like, there's nothing bad about it. Mm-hmm. But I remember, like, the first two seasons, like, my friends were talking about it. And I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna watch it. And I literally yeah. was like, whoa. Like, should I be watching this? And then I'll have my cousin. She's like, oh my god, I want to start, like, watching a show. And I'm like, don't watch that.
Yeah.
Like, wait till you're, like, a little bit older or whatever.
Yeah.
But I love Shameless.
It's all a learning process. I feel like we're like one of the first generations that has grown up with all this technology mm-hmm. and social media, and I feel like we're just constantly learning things, and it's like,
I think we're the best
helping
generation.
It'll help younger generations. It. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that when I'm like in the future, when I have kids, like who knows if like technology is going to be as big or like social media as it was yeah. now, but like I know I'm definitely gonna talk like how my parents did and like warn them about like all these stuff. And you know when you're a kid, yeah. you're like, oh, come on, mom, like whatever. Yeah. But
it's like you appreciate it now yeah. that you're older and you understand more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had that guidance when I was younger, and some people might not have that and whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I know that social media is like it's very bad. It's like it's gonna leave like harmful effects like when you're older.
It brainwashes
stuff.
You.
Oh,
it
totally.
Definitely.
And obviously it's not just young girls, it's like it's guys too, and it's hard, and I know guys don't really talk about it as much, but sometimes I'll be on TikTok and I see a girl post something or whatever, and it's like that feeling when blah blah blah, it's like something sad, and then a guy will be like, oh, girls feel this too, and we're like, oh, guys feel this, like, you kind of have to think of, you gotta think of everybody, because social media is really harmful. Like, I'm happy, like we said, like, that we're the generation going through it, because I feel like when you, if you have a good system around you, like, you'll be able to navigate it appropriately, and, you know, like, I have a lot of family members that follow me, so, like,
not, my whole,
like,
family,
not that I'm, like, cautious of when I what I post, but, like, I have my grandparents following me on TikTok, and, like, my mom, I mean, on Instagram, and I have, like, my mom and dad following me, so I'm not, like, I've posted, like, photos in, like, bathing suits, like, at the, like, waterfalls or whatever, but, like, I'm not posting, like, I don't know. It's nothing bad. It's nothing that I don't want people to see, because obviously the waterfall pictures are, like, my personality pictures, because, like, they're fun. But I always remember I posted a selfie once. It's still on my page with, like, my tongue out. I don't know. And I didn't think anything of it. And my dad was like, what does the tongue out mean? And I was like, what? Like, it's just a pose. And he was like, are you sure about that? Like, people are going to take it the wrong way. And I was like, no, they won't. It's just a pose. And I think he was wrong, but still, I was like, dad.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
I was like, oh my God, dad. And then I was like, I literally wanted to block him, but I can't do it.
I posted one in the summer. It's here. I'll show you guys this one at my cottage, like, sitting on my jet ski. And my bathing suit, I didn't realize my top is, like, up a bit. So, you know, showing a bit of that, like, under. Yeah. And, like, whatever. I'm with my White Claw. I'm, like, I'm legal. I'm an adult, technically. Like, whatever. But I remember posting that, like, thinking, like, oh, my God. Because I see other girls posting like that. And, like, they look cute. And I was, like, okay. Like, I just took it. Like, I just wanted a picture of my jet ski. But it's, like, the way that I'm sitting is kind of, like, looks kind of, like, sexy, I guess. So I posted it. My mom was, like, okay, you have, like, older family members on there, like, men following you, blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, in my like, empowering thing, in my like, empowering mindset, I'm like, no, I'm gonna post whatever I want. Like, if they're uncomfortable, like, unfollow me. Like, this is real. This is me, Demi Lovato. Like, you know, like, if they have a problem with it, like, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, yes, you have to be careful, because then it's like, people, like, even for jobs, like, they pull up your, like, social media, and they won't take you for a job because of, like, a photo if you're posting with, like, a lot of alcohol or blah blah blah. So everything, it's kind of annoying, because it's like, everything now, everyone knows your business. It's what you post, but at the same time, people can post of you. So it's like, you have to be careful with, like, your image, because if you want, especially, like, a high profile job or something,
obviously be cautious, and
everyone be careful, all of our listeners, don't post anything social media stupid.
Like, in a whole, social media is so much fun, but it can also be pretty, you know, scary to navigate. So, like, hopefully influencers and stuff, like, they have a positive representation. But, and as much as I love social media, like, don't get me wrong, like, we're like, kind of talking bad about it, but and I love it. Like, I remember, like, especially for us, we came into university and we only got to see each other's, like, social medias. So, you know,
that's so crazy to think about. Anyway, like, just seeing each other all for, like, the first time in person, it's like, you're so used to just seeing someone through, like, a screen. It's crazy.
We all looked the same, though. We all looked at our Instagrams. I was like,
it's awkward sometimes, though, when you do meet somebody and you're like, like, I know what you did.
You're like, I see all your photos. Like, it's funny when you see people post, like, funny photos, like, whatever, just being, like, you know, those, like, influencers in the wild who are, like, making the weirdest content. You see them in person, you're like, I know what you did on TikTok. I saw that.
Okay, that was so fun to talk about. I really enjoyed this topic today. And for more, stay tuned on our Spirit Live. You can check out our first episode there. Second one will be posted soon. And stay tuned.
And follow us on Instagram at wejustmet.podcast. And we're going to try, we updated, but we're going to try, hopefully, we'll get this onto Spotify, Apple Music, all of the sound platforms for your easy listening.
Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.